This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receipt for exploit.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. Thank you for joining us. And wherever you are watching, listening, whatever way you're tuning in this from or downloading, please make sure you hit the subscribe because you never want to miss any Mile High Tick. And most certainly, you want to be joining in to join us on Higher Ground August 20th to 23rd, 2020. We look forward to seeing you there, seeing you rise up as we raise up the principle. www.milehigh2020.com. Today, I am super thrilled to have as our episode guest someone who I am becoming increasingly big fan of. Dr. Clint Steele graduated in 93 from chiropractic college and set out to change the world and change healthcare. And he had a little bit of some twists and turns along the way, which I'm sure we will talk about, and now is on fire with True Chiro, making really great impact on chiropractors and getting their practices focused on the main thing and keeping that the main thing. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Clint.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Danny. I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, we're, you know, whenever two chiropractors on passion, on fire and passion for the principle wake up early to do good things, the good things happen. So we're glad to be here with you. And tell us a little bit. You had some twists and turns from your chiropractic graduation date to where you are now. Let's help people get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. 93, I graduated from Logan. Set out to, you know, conquer the world as most graduates want to, right? Thinking I would get out, open my doors, and people would just come rushing in the door, right? Well, they first off, they trickled in barely, and secondly, you know, they just wanted me to take care of their neck and low back pain. I knew chiropractic was about so much more, but I was slapped in the face with a community that just wanted me to take care of neck and low back pain and an insurance industry that just wanted me to take care of neck and low back pain. And so there I am, you know, $100,000 in debt, whatever it was, a new family. I always had, my son was just born. I'm like, I got to pay the bills. So yeah, come on in, you know, and I'll convince them or I'll get them to understand like there's so much more and they need to stay. And it just didn't happen. Like I tried coaches, I tried consultants, I tried, you name it, I tried it, and I just couldn't get people to stay longer than after their neck and low back pain was gone. And so 17 years go by, I'm in the cycle of what I call a new patient merry-go-round, right? I had a PVA of 12, which for those that apparently some docs don't know the term PVA, meant that people saw me 12 times, and then they never got adjusted again. They left never to be adjusted again. And so I after 17 years, I said, I've had enough. I had a PVA of 12. I was seeing 130, 140 a week, but I was high stress. I was constantly looking for new patients, wondering where they were going to come from. So after 17 years, I said, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. At the end of 17 years, I had 7,000 patient files. And I still needed more new patients the day before I decided to quit to pay the bills. That's that. Not only a poor business model, but a poor healthcare model, okay? And so I said, I'm done. I went out to change the world through other means. We set a goal performing 1 million acts of kindness in 1 year, which we hit. We had 2.8 million acts of kindness in a year. It was an awesome year, but it took a lot of money, and it didn't make any money. And so I found myself at the end of a couple years broke, and saying to myself, well, I don't want to get back into chiropractic. So I started selling Kirby vacuum cleaners door to door, which was a blessing and a curse at the same time. It sucked and it was embarrassing, but I learned a lot of building value and how to build value in what you believe in. And so in order to sell a $2,000 vacuum cleaner, I had to build a lot of value. And so I did that for about 6 months and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. And so I came home one day and told my wife, I said, I'm getting back into chiropractic, but this time I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to build a lifetime wellness-based practice. And so I got back in. I had $1,000 to my name, opened up in a 700-square-foot office. I went from zero to 500 patient visits a week in 6 months, 100% cash. And now 6 years later, I have a PVA of 150. I stopped accepting new patients about a year ago because I'm maxed. I have people that started with me 4, 5, 6 years ago that are still coming in for their weekly adjustments, not because they have symptoms, not because they have neck or low back pain, but because they know it's good for them, right? Which is what chiropractic should be, in my opinion. That's my story, man.
You know, I got to tell you something. This is something that I want people to know and why I love that and what I love about you and what Mile High is about, okay? You and I have very different practices. We've practiced different techniques, right? We probably run our offices differently, okay? And we have the same foundational values and principles, okay? So I always say, like, before you're a TRT chiropractor, a Gone State chiropractor, a network chiropractor, an upper cervical chiropractor, you're a chiropractor, okay? That comes first. And we have this commonality, and that you've had that experience of that focus on having people that were there less than 12 visits, right? Versus I am dialing in to take care of people that are on the road of a lifetime wellness practice member, that they're part of dialing this into my lifestyle, that's where you live nowadays. So, and we have to have more of, like, that we are on that same boat, even if our offices look different. And it's one of the things I really appreciate about you. I'll say on that now. Now, Dr. Clint, can you say something about the experience of working with the 12 visit practice members, I won't call them practice members, patients, and the lifetime wellness practice members, the experience?
Totally different, totally different, less stress, obviously less stress, 100, 200, 1,000% more rewarding, right? Because people come in and they appreciate you. Listen, when I had a PVA of 12, people loved me because I got rid of their neck, low back pain, but I didn't love myself. I didn't love my practice. And so my self-worth wasn't where it needed to be. My self-esteem probably wasn't where it needed to be. You know, as I started seeing more lifetime wellness-based practice members, my self-esteem, my confidence skyrocketed. My self-worth, my belief in chiropractic just grew and grew and grew and grew. And now we got people that come in. They don't complain. Like, the stress level is unreal. You know, the difference between it, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like, I explain it to a lot of docs this way. It's that relationship where your partner wants to leave and you're grabbing onto their leg and say, wait, don't leave. I can change. I can do whatever you need me to do, right? What does that do to your self-worth, to your self-esteem? Like, it's not there. And now you've got, again, the analogy of having a partner that's with you for life. They love you. They think you're awesome. They, you know, not all the time, but you know, they just build you up. And so that's what happens now. My patients come in, they bring their family members in, they bring their friends in, they come in, they're not complaining. They love coming in for their adjustments. Totally different.
And it all has to do with beginning with the end in mind. The end in mind for the practice member, for you, for your community, for chiropractic, because what you want chiropractic to be known for, you're ruining your community vision of chiropractic when you focus on just bringing in the people for pain, you know, in my opinion, and I'm okay with being outspoken about my opinion. So,
Danny, it's the truth though. People are out there searching. People are out there wanting what we have. They just don't know we have it. Because too many docs are out promoting neck and low back pain. And so what you're talking about is it goes way before they even walk into the office. It's how you're presenting yourself to your community. Okay. And so I always talk about, you know, differentiating yourself. I talk about becoming the unchiropractor. And some docs get mad at me, like, well, why don't you want to be a chiropractor? And I'm not saying, like, don't become a chiropractor. I'm saying be an unchiropractor for a little bit. It's kind of like the Uncola back in the days of the Cola Wars. I talk about this all the time. 7-Up was losing market share because Pepsi and Coke were like going at it, right? And 7-Up wasn't even a cola, and they were losing market share. So finally they started calling themselves the Uncola and totally pulled themselves out of that. Their sales started to go up. Same thing happened to me when I went out and I differentiated myself. I'd say, yeah, I'm a chiropractor, but what I do is very different than what you think chiropractic is or what you think other chiropractors do. And they would start to tune in. And I would finish my 1-minute spiel explaining how I was different. They would say, oh, I didn't know that's what chiropractic was about. Or they'd say, oh, my chiropractor, I see only for neck or low back pain. You focus on the nervous system and the brain. And can you see me? I'm not telling you to go out and steal other chiropractors' patients, but this is the mentality that when you share the truth with people, they want it. They want what we have. They just don't know we have it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing of not being a glorified aspirin.
Exactly. Dude, I used to do that. I used to say that all the time. I used to say I felt like I was a glorified aspirin.
Right.
That was my exact terms.
Yeah. And so
not fun.
You know, in my office, I always begin with, look, I run my office a certain way. This is our ball field. We love to take care of you. We do it a certain way because your health and my reputation is on the line. And so we're going to do these outcomes. We're going to assess you this way. We're going to adjust you this way because it's what will be best for you. And, you know, if you want me to be an aspirin, you can go to the pharmaceutical, you know, store or the grocery store. That's a lot cheaper than me. But, you know, it's not going to change your life. So
that's exactly right, Doc. And so what happens, though, is this, is that I think too many chiropractors, again, my opinion, but I think too many chiropractors focus on the neck and low back pain, and they're afraid. You know, I don't know how you feel about care plans, but, you know, when I first started doing care plans, you know, I think so many docs are afraid, like they won't accept this care plan because it's too long or it's too much money or whatever it is. But when you build the value in that care plan and how their life is going to change, then they're more open to it and they want it. But the point I was getting at was when docs just accept anyone that walks through the door, then you've got the inmates running the asylum, right? You've got the inmates running the prison. And that's what I find with so many docs is I did an interview with a doc yesterday who's totally transformed his practice. I used to have a PVA of like 7-8. He said, I didn't like myself. He said, my patients were running, telling me how it was going to be. And basically, like you said, they've got to be okay with turning someone away if they don't want what you want to give them. And so at that point, yeah, you go to the grocery store, get an aspirin, or go to the chiropractor down the street that's going to see you just for your pain and then release you. That's where the self-esteem comes in. That's where your confidence in chiropractic comes in. And I find that when docs, you know, have that in place and they say to themselves, you know, if you don't want what I'm recommending for you, I'm the expert here. I mean, don't tell that to the patient, obviously, but that's the attitude you got to take. Like, I'm the expert. I'm the one that spent thousands and thousands of dollars getting the degree. I'm the one that's been in practice for 20 years or 15 years or however long you've been in practice. This is what's best for you. And if you don't want to follow it, then there's a chiropractor down the street that can see you 3 or 4 times for your pain, or you can get the aspirin.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and I'm a huge proponent of care plans. In fact, I just won't take care of someone without it because we want to see them move from event thinking for their care to process thinking. Healing is a process. Getting ill is a process. Becoming more whole is a process. It's not an event. Taking an aspirin is an event.
Absolutely.
You know,
I love that idea, man. I love that concept.
And that's what you do with a care plan. And it's not about controlling the person, manipulating them, or, you know, over recommending. It's actually just telling them what's in their best interest if you're putting your license on the line to give them recommendations for care. So what are some keys that you see to help a person become a lifetime wellness practice member?
For the patient?
Yep. For you to help a person become, or for the doctor to, you know, what things do the doctors have to do and communicate to help a person become a lifetime wellness practice member?
I mean, first off, share the truth. right? Share the truth with them. Give them the facts about chiropractic, okay? That's number one. So that starts, you know, when you're out in the public, when you're communicating with someone. I don't want to sound, you know, like a jerk, but when you approach someone and they ask you what you do, be proud to be a chiropractor, but then follow it up with how you're different, okay? With what they think chiropractic might be or what they think other chiropractors do. So differentiate yourself, number one. Number two, when they come into the office, man, make sure that that differentiation continues. Don't have an intake form that's all about pain, that talks about where's your pain, this is the pain, like leads them down to this path of pain. You've got to differentiate yourself even when they walk in through the door. Right. And then probably the most important thing is, you know, have a system in place where you educate them on a regular basis. When I got back into practice 6 years ago, I asked myself a very simple question. How does Big Pharma have everyone believing that medication is the answer to their healthcare issues? And the answer came back very quickly. They get in their heads every single day, whether it's TV, radio, magazine, newspaper, another family member, a doctor, whatever. It's every single day they're getting into their heads. And so we've got to do the same thing. And so set up a system where you can get into their heads on a regular basis. Yeah, we don't have billion-dollar ad budgets, but we do have cell phones. We have emails. We have social media. We have face-to-face contact. Are you making the most of that every single chance? Because it's like planting a seed. You can't expect to plant a seed, you know, for an elm tree today and have it be full grown tomorrow. It's a process. You've got to plant the seeds. You've got to water it. You've got to provide it with sunlight. You've got to take care of it, right? And the same thing happens, you know, when I had my PBA of 12 practice, I thought I could tell them one time and it would be good enough. Or maybe two times and it would be good enough. It wasn't good enough. You've got to do it every single day. Joe Borio talks about this. You've got to go into the practice every single day believing that they don't get it, that no one gets it. And so you've got to start all over and you've got to continue to educate them. Not only in the office, but more importantly, outside the office.
Absolutely. And here's the thing that I always want people to understand relative to this whole conversation, which is that, A, it's the person's life on the line, right? So you got to put that in the forefront. It's not your life that's on the line. It might be your bills, it might be your mortgage, but it's not your life. It's their life on the line, right? And marketing outreach is a multiple contact sport, okay? It's a multiple contact sport. You don't touch them one time, tag, you're it, and you're done. It involves multiple contacts. And every day you're not connecting with your audience, you're losing money. Every day in this world today, it may have been different in the 1920s, but today's world, if every day you're not putting out some message on some platform, probably multiple platforms, speaking out what it is that you have to share, not buying from me, not sell from me, but educational connection, you're losing money. You have to connect with people on a regular basis. And besides, if you're not, other people are. In fact, there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of other people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Totally agree.
Right.
That's it.
So, you've developed a system to do this. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think it's very intriguing.
Yeah, the system we set up, again, it was started with just my own practice, and we turned it in as my practice grew from 0 to 500, and, you know, in 6 months, I had docs coming and asking, what the heck are you doing? And one of the things was this program we now call the Automated Patient Retention System. And so what we started doing right away, I mean, absolutely right away, I spent, just to give you an idea, Danny, the practice before, when I had a PBA of 12, I spent almost all my advertising budget on advertising new patients, getting new patients. When I started back up 6 years ago, I said, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to focus all my budget and all my money on educating my current practice members so that I can build referrals. So I spent zero on advertising when I opened up 6 years ago. Instead, I developed a system. Basically, what it is, it's using cell phones, so texting. We do that twice a week. Now, again, we've played with this over 6 years. We've tried more. We've tried less. The optimum amount of text messages is twice. One on Monday, which is a motivational text. It's encouraging. It's uplifting, which people love. They've always loved it, but especially right now with what's going on with COVID. And then on Thursday, we have an educational text that goes out. Now, what we do is every week we pick a topic for the week. And that may be a 3T topic. It may be a specific condition. We always relate everything from that topic back to chiropractic and the chiropractic adjustment. So Thursday is an educational text. We get a 95% open rate on these text messages. Super important, okay? Then in addition, we send one email out a week. Now our email, our open rate is about 25, 26%. I think the average open rate is about 17, 18%, maybe a little less than that. But it's still important. Something of value. Again, something relating it back to chiropractic and the chiropractic adjustment, but something that people want to open. And so we do that once a week. And then every single day we're posting on Facebook pages, okay? Now, my social media is Facebook. That's what I love. We're starting to get into more Instagram stuff, but most of it is Facebook. So every day we post on Facebook. So that's how we reach people outside the office, day to day. In addition, when they come into the office, we have a handout that we give them. Some people still like an actual something that they can hold, right? So they read that. There's a nice, you know, image on it, some value content. They want to take it. They take it. A lot of times they hand that to friends, family members, neighbors, coworkers. And then we also, every single time they come in for adjustment, we have a specific, what we call ticket the table topic. And so it doesn't consume the whole adjustment, but it takes 10, 15, 20 seconds planting those seeds every time they get adjusted. Again, usually related to the topic for that week. And so we combine all that stuff, and what we noticed was that our retention started going up and our referrals started going up. More people started bringing in their kids. You know, we'd have a topic of ear infections, for example. All of a sudden, we'd have an influx of kids coming in that their parents, you know, had experience with ear infections with their kids. Or we'd have asthma for a topic one week, and we'd have an increase of people coming in for asthma. You know, so it just kind of built referrals, and that's how we did it. And so about probably 2 or 3 years into this, docs kept asking us, can you do it for us? You know, I don't have the system in place. I don't have this all set up. I don't want to take the time. And so we just developed a system for docs where we do all that work for you in the back end, but it looks like it comes from you.
Wow.
So that's our automated patient retention system.
I want to mention something about this, but before I go there, how do people hook into get connecting with that?
Well, they can go to truechiro.org. That's our website. It's truechiro.org. You can also go to truechiroprograms.com. That's all our programs, our services, that retention programs in there. Or maybe the best way, if docs just want to get to know us, you can go to our private Facebook group, which is Chiropractic Truth Tellers, and we share a lot of value in there, and you can get to know us and you know, set up a call with us, whatever you want to do.
Awesome. Now, here's the thing. You think about you're getting two text messages and a number of emails and giving material, and people are like, can I just adjust them? Do I have to give out this stuff all the time or send this out or whatever? Think about this. How many messages do you think pharmaceutical companies are sending out?
Absolutely.
A day.
A ton. A lot more than I think, yeah, man.
Like, that's how many messages do you think McDonald's is sending out a day to their community, right? You to influence the person's thinking and get in their brain. We have to get chiropractic in their brain above, down, inside out, right? Yeah. So, and to do that, we have to put out a consistent message. Now, have you found that this helps along with retention, not just people deciding they want to start care, but staying?
Well, the whole system was based on retention. Again, there's a paradigm shift that has to happen. Not only being top of mind on a regular basis, but with your truth, you know, on a regular basis. And so, you know, going back to McDonald's, you talked about McDonald's, you know, McDonald's, just so people know, McDonald's does not advertise for new customers. Okay. McDonald's advertises to stay top of mind and to educate their current customers about any new products and services or whatever they have going. And they use that then what happens is the referrals, right? The parents bring in the kids into McDonald's, and now 20 years later, the parents, now the kids are the parents, and now they're bringing their kids into McDonald's. They're not doing that. So same thing has to happen with chiropractic. We have to educate consistently over time. And so what that does is that builds this program. Now, you know, I'm 6 years into this now with the system, and now I've got kids coming in, and now we've got grandkids and we've got grandparents coming in. And so this whole system is starting to take place and take root. And so to answer your question, absolutely. That's what this was designed for, was to shift the paradigm so that retention went up. A byproduct of this is referrals went up. And also we're finding with docs, that wasn't the case with me because I rarely have anyone fall off care, but we've had a number of docs that have had numerous reactivations through this program.
Okay. I got to ask another question. It's an important one. I know people are going to think it's, did the money go up? That's not what I'm going to ask, okay? Did the happiness and joy go up?
Yes. Absolutely, man.
That's the important part. You said you went to a place of actually leaving practice and being burnt out, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was burnt. I was totally stressed out. I was constantly looking for new patients. It was stressful. You know, anyone that's in this new patient merry-go-round, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you're wondering, okay, where's this next new patient coming from? Like, I've got to pay the bills. I interviewed a doc that started with us about a year ago. He started on this system. And he was getting, get this, Danny, he's in Colorado. He had 80 to 90 new patients every month. 80 to 90 new patients every month, okay? Number one, that's time consuming to bring in a new patient, 80 to 90, do a workup on them, the whole thing, okay? That's stressful in and of itself. But what would happen is 3 or 4 visits later, they'd be gone. He would never hear from them again, okay? So now he had a PVA, I think it said 7 or 8, 9. Now he has a PVA of 40. His new patients have decreased, but he loves his practice even more because the patients that are coming in, he's building relationships with, right? They're bringing their kids in. He's getting to know their families, right? What does that do to your ability? I asked him the very specific question. How do you feel about chiropractic now than you did then? He says, I'm in love with chiropractic now, whereas before it was a job for me.
So I got to say something. Look, people staying in care longer, phenomenal. Greater retention, phenomenal. People, more revenue, seeing more people, phenomenal. But I'll tell you, when you practice as long as I have or longer, I mean, I'm a youngin', I'm only 20 plus years. So there's people that, you know, haven't beat by far. But when you realize at some point that what's much more important is the level of joy that you walk into your office and it's not you're pulling weeds all day, right? But it's a beautiful garden of flowers or oasis that you want to hang around with. And that's what happens when you begin with the end in mind, you know? And I did not have, I had that conceptually maybe in the beginning, but not really from an experiential point of view. So quality of life becomes super important when you're going to be taking care of people every day.
Totally agree.
Right?
Yeah, it totally changes your practice, changes your mindset. You wake up looking forward to going into practice. I can take time off. We just took last week off. We took 10 days off. In my practice, when I had a PVA of 12, when I was constantly seeing, you know, people in pain, I couldn't take a week off because they would go find another chiropractor, right? If I took a week off, if I didn't have it covered, they'd go find another chiropractor because they were in pain. They needed care now, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I take 4, 5, 6 vacations a year, and I'm not losing any income, and I'm not losing any patients because patients come in once a week because they know it's good for them. If they miss a week, fine, we make it up. But they're not in crisis mode, right? They're in wellness mode.
Right. I do the same thing in my office. I run the office similarly in that area. So, you know, and it's vital. It's vital. So, I got to say, thank you so much. What's one more way for people to connect and dial in to get a trial or system or check that out?
Yeah, well, what we can offer, Doc, is if any docs are interested, we'll offer a 30-day free trial, okay? 30 days for free. Try it out, the retention system. You can do that. Contact me on Facebook. You can go to truechiro.org. Our email is there. Phone number is there. You go to truechiroprograms.com or you can go to our Facebook page. Our private Facebook page is just for docs at the Chiropractic Truth Tellers. And just connect with us, and we'll offer all your people 30 days for free to try it out.
And you're going to be a Mile High.
We're going to be a Mile High, dude. We can't wait, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Buying lunch for anyone that wants to join us. We're going to be sharing the seven steps that took my pain-based practice to a lifetime wellness-based practice in 6 months. Actually, I went from selling Kirby vacuum cleaners to 6 months later having a lifetime wellness-based practice. So we'll be sharing that over lunch. We'll buy your lunch, and we'll be making some offers to anyone that wants to do business with us as well. But if you don't, that's fine. We're giving away the information. Love to meet you and connect with you.
After the degree of instability that's come into the world during 2020, it will be phenomenal to gather together on higher ground. We look forward to seeing you there. We look forward to seeing everybody there. MileHigh2020.com is where you can get the information of just the event. Of course, our website is MileHighCairo.org. Dr. Clint Steele, thank you for sharing and inspiring and giving more. We look forward to seeing everybody in Colorado, August 20th to 23rd. And remember, hit subscribe, never miss an episode.